All right. That was the worst.
Never
It really
gets
was,
old.
but I almost started to laugh. Should I come up with a new opening?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe you guys should do it instead.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
All right. So, things are going well?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. You watching the Olympics?
Nope.
Not really.
Well, I watched the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
And then I've been watching, like, videos that are going viral of, like, that guy that broke his leg vaulting.
Oh, you showed us that.
That's terrifying.
That's really horrific.
Yeah. And then the Filipino divers.
The ones
funny.
That dive together?
No, not the synchronized diving. Were they just, like the high dive?
Was it terrible? And then they were all like laughing and high-fiving
or
something after?
Yeah.
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
It actually looked, in their defense, because they would all land like on their back, or like they would jump off and just have like the worst form and like not, I don't know.
Because they don't care? They just don't expect to win?
Well, maybe. They might have been in some other sport and they needed to have X amount of divers to participate or something.
Oh, that could always be. Oh, okay.
But
that's funny.
It almost looks like they're used to diving off of a higher diving board. Like they're used
they
to having
caught.
Like more room to work with or something.
To flip around.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though, then they have to go back to the Philippines and get like caned for their poor performance.
Oh,
like
I
feel
not.
It. I mean,
do
I don't know
that?
If that's
no,
true.
No, because then they wouldn't have been like high-fiving and laughing.
Yeah.
Or
they would have been terrified.
Seek exile in Brazil.
Yeah,
who would want to be in Brazil?
Yeah. They'd rather risk getting microcephaly than go back to the Philippines.
You don't get microcephaly.
Or having a baby with you. They get Z.
Your head shrinks.
Yeah.
On your
head. It's like Beetlejuice.
After they're there for a while, though, the swimmers might end up with some kind of terrible.
Well, it actually said that they're likely to get it. If they ingest more than 3 teaspoons of the water, they're like probably definitely going to get some form of the virus.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, of that particular
well,
virus?
Well, of something.
Yeah.
And that the virus, or the bacteria in the water is concentrated at like 15 million times higher of a concentration than would be legal in the U.S. or the U.K.
Yes, exactly. I know. It's like full of viruses and bacteria and fecal matter and
trash,
sewage,
dead bodies,
trash, yes, dead things floating around. Like they're telling people not to put your face in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are they going to swim?
Like, hello.
Like they can't
breathe.
And
even the sailors, like the sailors are probably splashing up water somehow.
The sailors?
They have like sailing. Like,
oh, okay.
It's like a tiny little sail. It's like a sail. Not like a sailboat.
Right. You keep saying that. Like I'm supposed to understand what you're saying.
It looks like a canoe
like
with a sail attached.
Okay.
And they just kind of stand there and sail.
Okay.
And sticks come sail away plays the whole time.
Wow.
The entire time.
Play? Yeah.
And so they sail with their mouths wide open the whole time.
Are they like taped open?
Yeah. No, part of their score is based on how wide open their mouth is.
Wow.
And how much water they can keep in their mouth.
Yeah.
Like they swish it around.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They gargle. They get extra points if they gargle it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, why wouldn't everyone just gargle it then?
Well, because some of them, I don't know.
They don't have
I
the mean, coordination.
Yeah, and it depends on the country.
And sail.
If they have the skills, if they have the equipment to train them. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Right. It could be too thick for some people.
Too thick.
The poop that's floating in it.
Right. Or like
stuck.
The body parts.
Mom thinks there's just poop floating in the water. I don't think it's like that.
It's probably not that far off from that, though.
No, poop
at one time,
doesn't.
It was floating.
You're right, it's just all at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be. Even the beaches are full of stuff.
They're disgusting.
Like the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes up the beaches? Oh, I think
not
like everything else at the beach.
The shells.
Like the grass and the water, but not the sand in between.
You know what looks gross?
What?
I just saw someone posted like
somebody's leg.
Oh, that too.
Going the opposite direction.
Yeah, that's more than
just
gross.
Just hanging there.
Yeah.
No, but like, you know how it's like summertime and everybody likes to eat like oysters and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like
I've
never like seen that and thought like that's something I want to eat.
No.
No.
It was like steamers or whatever.
Yeah,
so it was just
yeah,
like a
yeah, yeah.
bowl with a bunch of like shells in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not.
Jeffrey would go.
I'm not getting it.
Mad for that.
What do they do? You just, like, drink it out of a shell?
It's, like, yeah. Butter and stuff. I feel like you're just drinking, like, it's just a vessel for butter, right? I feel like that's all, like, seafood really is.
Kind of. But I don't think Jeffrey's a big butter person.
What?
I know somebody that puts vinegar on it.
What?
Ew. Like, they want to make it grosser? Say? Put vinegar on it. Is it like his dad?
No, it's somebody else.
I saw a thing, like, I don't like lobster. I don't like any seafood, but I watched a video of Gordon Ramsay, like, deconstructing an entire lobster, and it was crazy. Because there's, like, meat in their knuckles. Like, he, like, was taking apart, like, there's meat, like, everywhere in a lobster. And it was so cool to, like, watch him, like, expertly.
I could watch him do anything.
No, I know.
Would you have a crush on him or something?
I do.
How can you not have a crush on Gordon Ramsay?
I know. Because he literally looks like an English bulldog.
He does?
I play.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know.
Gordon Ramsay Dash. Me and my friend Mike. I don't know.
Is it Gordon Ramsay running a Dash store in Miami?
No, it's Ramsay Dash, and it's like Restaurant Dash or Diner Dash or any of those games. But it's actually a cartoon version
of him.
Twice
the curses.
It does swear in it.
How could it not?
It bleeps it out, but it's hilarious. And the cartoon looks exactly like him. Like, you know, he has that kind of like Cro-Magnon brow. Like, it has that. Yes. Like,
does his hair stick up?
Yeah. It looks just like him. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
All right, so I have some, in addition to, we've gone over the filthy water that they have to swim in.
There's a tiny version of it.
Oh, that does look like him.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's some fun facts about this year's Olympics. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rio 2016 will be the first time in Olympic history that a South American country has hosted the Games. It beat out Chicago, Madrid, and Tokyo.
Mm. Tokyo is next, though.
Is it?
2020.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't beat it out. It just gave them more time to prepare. Year.
Yeah, more time to bilk the taxpayers of Tokyo.
Exactly.
Like, billions
Figure
of dollars.
Out how to do that.
And then be still under budget. Like, it's something like they're always, like, 50% over their budget, like, for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah,
everywhere that
whoever
hosts it,
loses money.
Gets so screwed, that's why it's like, please, Boston, never get it, because
I don't know why.
And they're like, they're stuck with this, like, Olympic stadium. Like,
yeah.
What do you do with all that crap?
To do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why it's
nothing
creepy, like, the Russian one.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those pictures of, like, the abandoned, there's one in, like, Asia somewhere, and they're just, like, giant abandoned
Olympic
villages. Like, Olympic, yeah, like, it's crazy. It's, like, overgrown, and, ugh.
Around 10,500 athletes from 206 countries are expected to take part, competing across 306 events.
Mm-hmm.
The competition will take place in four different areas. Copacabana, whose famous beach, will host beach volleyball. Barra will be home to the Olympic Park. Deodoro for aquatics, BMX and equestrian centers, and Maracanã, which features two large stadiums.
Did you hear about that? Was it like jiu-jitsu or something? Like, the guy had won like the silver in some sort of martial art, and then he was on the beach at Copacabana Beach or whatever, and some guy like stole his phone. And like,
no.
He was wearing the medal, and it's like, you could have beat the crap out of it. Like, you just won a medal for your martial arts skills.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even have his phone snagged.
And
out
the
of
guy
his hands, and the guy got away, yeah.
They are pretty adept at stealing in most countries.
Yeah, like Italy, too. Like,
yeah, I know. I almost had something stolen.
Yeah.
What was the... Where were the Olympics in China?
Was it Beijing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Beijing.
Golf, you can tell Braden.
Mm-hmm.
He must know, right?
Oh,
golf
yeah.
will return to the Olympics yep. after a 112-year absence.
Bubba's there. Bubba Watson's there. And Ricky Fowler.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The Olympic Committee decided to reinstate the sport, which previously was played in the 1900 and 1904 games. The 18 holes in Rio were designed by American golf course architect Gil Hans, who's based in Malvern, Pennsylvania.
You know, one of our great uncles was a golf course designer.
Really?
Yeah. And Betty's... Is it Joan or Betty? Joan? Her Joan. Husband.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, down in, like, Virginia or wherever they live. But he was, like, a...
Wasn't her
husband
that French guy?
No, that's
Armand,
yeah.
See that?
Yeah, as far as I know, he was still alive. Yeah.
The Rio Games will be the first to feature Olympians born in the year 2000.
Well, yeah, because they're like 14 years old. I feel yeah, like so many 16. Of them are like so little. Yeah,
the gymnasts.
Yeah, they're nuts, tiny. And they look like tiny children. Well, that no, though. What's her name? Simone Biles or whatever.
Oh yeah,
she's nuts. She's supposed to be. I saw like some of the gymnastics, like the floor routine or whatever. And
see, I
like,
might turn on for that, but
it's isn't it? Oh,
I,
they have.
I hear a lot of stuff. There's a lot of people not watching it on TV, but they're streaming.
Yeah.
So that's where most of their viewership seems to be coming
from. Because I think you can see more online than, obviously, than you can on TV. But
a team of athletes who have been forced to flee their countries will be allowed to compete for the first time.
Huh.
That's exciting.
What sport? Because what other than running could it be? Yeah. Like, if they're fleeing the country, then what do they have? These, like, great training facilities?
Like a decathlon or
I know.
You
know what I mean?
It's the thing where you have to, like, run and bike and swim. That's what they had to do to
oh,
get
is that
like
the
a bunch
decathlon?
Of people from Cuba.
Oh, there's yeah. the, and there's the
biathlon. Oh, biathlon? Is that one?
Yeah.
That
pentathlon.
Shooting?
There's a pentathlon.
Well, isn't that just, like, how far you have to go? Like, wouldn't that be?
No, they have to, like, ride horses.
And how many things they have to do? And shoot? What's the one where they shoot?
Pentathlon.
Yeah.
The IOC says 5 to 10 refugees are expected to qualify and compete under the Olympic flag. But that's a good question. Like, which sports do we know?
Well, and I don't really understand, like, they're just competing under the Olympic flag? Like, what does
yeah,
that mean?
Yeah, some people don't have to represent a country.
Is that what that means?
Oh.
Yeah, like, they're
that's
not,
what it sounds
there are
like.
Some people that are just there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is that those people?
Must be.
Because everyone else would be from a country, right?
Right.
That's weird.
Sounds like affirmative action to me.
Does it?
The mascot for 2016 is Vinicius.
Smokey the Bear. I thought it was Smokey the Bear.
No, it's Vinicius.
What was
a yellow and blue creature representing Brazilian wildlife. It resembles a cat or monkey.
Okay.
Because we can't make up our minds. I don't.
But they're like.
Wait.
Because it's not. It doesn't. It looks like a cat and a monkey because it has like radiation poisoning from the water.
Yeah, right. It doesn't look like Giselle.
So.
No, it's not a supermodel.
She's
their one
animal.
Successful export.
She is.
Yeah.
So it resembles a cat or monkey that can fly and has the power to stretch its limbs and body.
What? That sounds deranged. Like, who created the mascot?
I think they must mean stretch like Gumby, not like...
Yeah,
you know.
Or Stretch Armstrong.
Like, oh.
I know. You can wake up and
like
stretch.
It just got out of bed with
right.
like a nightcap on.
It's the mascot. It's just like a sleepy...
This is what it looks
button.
Like, Daddy. This is what... I can't tell if this is like two mascots together, because one is yellow and one is blue.
Oh.
That looks like a parrot.
Yeah.
But it's called.
I'm not seeing a parrot anywhere.
The blue one looks like it has.
It looks like a bush.
On its head.
Looks like a tree. I mean, I don't know.
So is it one creature that's two, like, sides? I don't know. I don't understand.
It's Springy the Spring.
Yeah, it's Bodie McBoatsy.
That is. I don't like either of these things.
It was named after bossa nova musician Vinicius de
Moraes. Bossa nova.
Bossa Nova, one of the writers of The Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
Which is really a big claim to fame there, isn't it?
Yeah.
The organizers,
it's a big song.
The organizers hope Vinicius will help them raise $398 million in merchandising.
Is it the same animal? Because look how, like, one arm.
Right.
They each have the other colored
yeah,
arm
that's
on.
What I
like,
mean.
It's meant to be one that. That's bizarre.
It is really.
Or, like,
strange.
A thing that lives in a tree.
I don't know, but
is
they're.
Is it living in that other one?
I don't know.
It's
I can't
very
tell
weird.
Which one is Vinicius, or if they both are.
Is it just one?
See, they look
I don't
like two
it.
Different ones.
I don't like that at all. Yeah, it's too. They're shoehorning in. They're making two icon things into one.
And then I think because they're gonna sell them separately, but you have to have both of them to be complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yeah,
because I mean?
You could. Could you imagine trying to live with yourself if you only had one half of Vinicius or whatever?
Nope, couldn't imagine that.
Rio taxi drivers are called taxistas. They're being given the chance to sign up for free online English lessons provided by the organizing committee. Drivers are often the first point of contact for fans And those who take the 4-month course will most likely be swapping oi for hi.
Okay.
Now you know how to say hi if you're from Rio. Okay. So they have signs up in the bathrooms at the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
It shows, I think it was a basketball star posted the thing, and the sign appears to ban bathroom users from throwing trash in toilets, vomiting in toilets, standing on top of toilets to squat over the bowl, using a fishing rod to try to catch sea life in the toilets.
Oh my god.
So it's like, it's the picture of that with
the
X through it or whatever. And standing sideways at a urinal, presumably to defecate.
Brazil, I would never want to go to Brazil. If these are the things that they have to tell people not to do in a toilet.
I know.
Please don't fish in the toilet.
Exactly. That's what they were saying. The person who posted said, guess they won't be toilet fishing today.
That's pretty funny.
Better not. But I guess Sochi.
Sochi? Russia?
Sochi. What, did I just mispronounce every place?
It seems so.
Apparently.
It's your thing.
Sochi.
Stephen Hawking agrees.
Yeah.
I didn't think that I did that so much.
A lot of self-discovery.
The sign in Sochi.
Sochi.
Chi.
Sochi.
Sochi.
Russia.
It's
Russia.
Spelled phonetically.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Is it S-O-C-H-I? C-H-I. Yeah, Sochi.
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 Does the C-H not make a...
Ch. Ch. C-H always makes...
God bless you.
Makes...
God bless you.
Yeah, okay.
What does C-H say? What does C-H sound like?
Yes.
Is that why she's always said shoo-shoo train?
Yeah. An eensy-weensy.
Oh, dear.
No, you're not an idiot. You wouldn't say it like that.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know if you've heard
of this guy. I appreciate you saying that.
Appreciate. Appreciate? How do you say C-I?
Yeah.
Appreciate.
All right, so when Santo Condorelli peers through his goggles in search of his father seconds before a race, he's a swimmer.
He flips them off.
I would imagine, yeah.
He glances past the Canadian flags and cheering fans, focusing instead on a raised finger emerging from the crowd.
He flips off his dad.
It's not the predictable thumbs up that draws attention to the Olympic swimmer and his dad, but the unmistakable in-your-face middle digit.
Did you know that, or did
I
you just guess it?
I saw a picture of it on Reddit.
Okay.
Him flipping off his dad.
That's
and
pretty
does
funny.
That. He does it before every race. Why does he do it?
Joseph
Condorelli. Kind of awesome.
Joseph Condorelli, the father, said he began flipping off his son as a motivational tool when Santa was a frustrated 8-year-old trying to beat the older, bigger swimmers.
That's kind of awesome. I kind of love this dad. That's hilarious.
I'm frightened. I'm frightened for the world. With his confidence boosted, because your dad's flipping you off, Santa sends the bird right back his father's way.
Because it's probably more like his dad saying, like, F them, and him saying, yeah, F them, I'm going to beat him.
All
right. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess you're going
like,
to
I don't know. I feel like it's between them, but it's not towards each other.
That's a nice way of thinking about
it. Well, wouldn't you think? I mean...
It's one way of interpreting it. I hope that's what it is.
Joseph said, it became a good ritual for both of us. He got a lot of his aggravation out with just a really simple give it to the world rather than keep it internalized. It calms him down on the blocks for sure.
Kind of what you were saying.
Yep. Santo 21 was born in Japan and grew up in Portland, Oregon before entering
Oregon.
Wait,
that's
no,
how it's pronounced.
She really does that every time. I say Oregon too.
It's Oregon.
And she'll be like, it's Oregon, because her friend Alexis is from Oregon. So she'll be like, it's Oregon, and they don't like it when you say that.
Well, because it's not spelled Oregon. It's
but why
Oregon.
Does everyone say Oregon Trail?
Because that's how that was pronounced, I guess.
Well, that's confusing.
I know.
Or should we all just say Oregon Trail?
The Oregon
that
Trail.
Maybe
I don't know. I don't even remember playing that game. I
don't remember
did,
playing it either.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember playing it at all.
But everyone else that I went to elementary school,
they reference it all the time.
Remembers it, yeah. And I'm like, well, was I out for that entire duration?
They reference what?
Oregon
Some
Trail.
Game called Oregon Trail that you play on a computer.
Yeah.
Oh.
On those colorful Macs.
Like a those Macintoshes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like where did we get the funding?
Taxpayers.
A bunch of brightly
colored. We had to bring in our own tissues and.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's representing Canada. You've got to build your confidence yourself and say F everybody else that you're racing. Santa recalled his father telling him. He said, every time you're behind the blocks, give me the finger and I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, Jess. The bizarre technique has worked wonders. Santa qualified through the Olympics after winning 2 silver medals in the Pan American Games last year, but the pair has been forced to scale it back.
Why?
Because probably everyone got freaked out about an 8-year-old flipping someone off.
At a junior national champion competition. Santa had to write an apology letter after TV cameras captured him letting the bird fly with a fully extended arm. In Rio, he's been using a different method. I just put it in the middle of my forehead now. I'm not trying to piss people off.
That's cute. I think it's sweet.
Think it's cute. Adorable.
It is.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
It's not funny. Terrible.
It's terrible.
It's the intention. The intention is good. It's a good way of relieving. It's a perfectly innocent, silly way to relieve
it's,
stress.
It's rude.
Mom.
It's a rude thing to do.
Why is it rude? It's only as rude
because it's as telling you people to F off.
So?
But it's not.
Well, that's a rude
but look
thing.
At how far he's gotten. He's not actually
you
telling
You don't think
them.
He would have gotten that far by just working as hard as he's worked?
Well, but it's just a symbol. It's just like that Friends episode where Ross and Monica make up their own version of flipping each other off where they go like
yeah.
That.
Well.
It makes for good pod when you silently make a gesture.
Everybody out there knows what I just did.
Yeah, you did that.
So, anyway.
Like if Amy and I decided...
I can't support
we,
the flipping
Jessica
off
and I flip each other off constantly.
Son.
Speak for yourself. I would never be so crass.
Your husband flipped me off last time I saw.
Bobby.
I know. With poor baby Declan in the backseat.
For shame.
I know. And then Declan flipped me off.
No.
No, he didn't really.
No.
Can you imagine his tiny little finger?
No.
No,
be
I
the
couldn't.
We'd all be laughing and Mom would be terrified.
Not terrified, mortified.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Okay. All right. So that's enough now of the Olympics.
Oh, well, that's fair.
We ruined it for him.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, here's another way that the world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Who asked you for more weight?
This is her editorial.
Okay, so Satanists have gained permission to teach children the values of Lucifer at primary schools.
Primary.
The Satanic Temple has already had 9 schools sign up as the cult plans to bring Lucifer to young children across the world.
I love that schools are signing up for it.
Yeah, lessons from the after-school Satan, that's what it's called, mm-hmm. after-school Satan, have already been brought to major cities like Seattle, L.A., and Washington, D.C. Isn't that awesome? Our nation's capital.
Well,
the demonic organization...
It's godless already, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. So it doesn't surprise me. It's just it's sad and horrific.
Mm-hmm.
The demonic organization released a creepy promotional video to celebrate its arrival. That's nice. The sinister advert sees children dance around a maypole, a spider crawling across a clown's face, and eerie ambient chanting giving way to a backward demonic voiceover. However, the Satanists are not all they seem. The extracurricular program is an audacious response to a Supreme Court ruling allowing evangelical religious programs to operate in schools. Oh, how terrible. We must counteract that. The Satanic Temple is targeting at the Good News Club, a Christian program for 5 to 12-year-olds operating in over 3,500 public schools across the U.S. TST, the Satanic Temple, hopes to counter this evangelical message of a fear of hell and God's wrath. Where they're getting that, I don't know. With rationality, free inquiry, and fun.
It is fun.
The Satanists do not worship Satan because the temple does not promote belief in a supernatural devil. Instead, it uses Satan as a metaphor for rebellion and rational inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
They prefer to give children an appreciation of the natural wonders surrounding them, not a fear of everlasting otherworldly horrors. Well, that's good. Lucian Greaves, a spokesperson for TST, said after-school Satan clubs will bring diversity to the religious opinions children are exposed to in school. How are they exposed to religious opinions? I thought that was a no-no.
I'm guessing with the evangelical thing, they're saying they're playing the devil's advocate, so to speak. I'm sure that's all that is, though.
Devil's advocate.
Which, that's fine if you want to offer a difference of opinion and encourage children to think for themselves. I'm all for that.
Do you have to call it Satan?
Well, that's the whole thing, is to be subversive and obnoxious about it.
Clearly. Matt Staver from the Liberty Council admitted TST's planned clubs are lawful, but added he believes the clubs will be poorly attended and made
exactly.
away.
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's just a publicity stunt. That's all it is. Fade away. You get a bunch of tiny Satanists running around.
I don't want any Satanists running around. Amy Jensen is going to lead the after-school Satan club.
She would.
She said the group encourages empathy among all people and advocates common sense.
Okay.
I think it's already lacking common sense. But. She added, as a teacher, if I were deciding whether to teach that or the fear and hatred of other people's beliefs.
What? It's such a broad.
This is ridiculous
interpretation
well,
of like.
And again, because it's evangelical, like evangelicals are.
They are scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not scary.
They're the ones that still. That's
scare.
Yeah. But that's what it
no,
is.
No, they get.
They're
the
ones that
good news
have
of
no,
Jesus out there. Yes.
Evangelicals, I
yeah,
picture, are
like the South.
Burning,
no, they're
like,
not the.
They're the snake handling in the South. Evangelicals
tongues,
are way different.
Yeah.
Than they, yeah, than they are up here. It's way different.
It's not like EV free church.
Yeah, where they're just like, I'm gonna go to church every once in a while, and
yeah, it's like evangelical, but that's a different way of saying crazy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You
they're
are just
synonyms.
Playing into the.
They're synonyms.
Well, and they're no, with the evangelical is like way more in your face because they are like. That's their whole thing, is like going out and being very vocal
and
about
like
spreading
if you
the word.
Sin, you'll burn in hell.
Stop bashing the
what?
Table.
I didn't.
They are, but that's what it is. It's not EV free. It's not like the one down the street. That's not what. That's not the
think,
evangelical
yeah, I don't think
they're
have
talking
that type
about.
Of evangelical even around here.
I think probably in like Springfield
about.
And stuff they do.
I think some get a bad rap for sure.
Yeah,
and
for sure. But there are some that are way more. Not great.
Way less great.
Yeah.
Well, I think people get turned off by feeling like they're being judged.
Yeah, and a lot of the ones that do that are the evangelical churches. That's what this is. They're the ones that
well, still,
do creepy. The revivals and
no,
all
yeah,
that.
No, yeah, it is creepy.
Yeah. But again, they're not advocating like Satan worshiping.
I don't know. Who knows? No. They say they're not, but if it's Satan, he lies, so.
Touché.
You guys want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
To lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah, it's getting real heavy in here.
I know.
Why couldn't Stevie Wonder see his friends?
Because he was blind.
Why?
Because he's married.
That's fine.
And not was.
Yeah, he's
still
very
alive.
Much alive.
Oh, yeah.
And very much blind.
But now he is very much blind. Not a little blind.
You know,
very
I was thinking. Yeah, it's
that's
funny.
Funny.
I was laughing about your joke from last time.
What's the difference between a good joke and a bad joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was laughing like as she was saying it, and
oh,
that
no.
made it way funnier. But it's also funny because of Declan's latest favorite joke.
Yeah. Interrupting cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to do it the way Declan does it. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
Moo. You have to wait like 5 beats and then give him the punchline that makes no sense. And then what did he do? Interrupting Orange. Interrupting Orange who? Moo. Yeah, what a dumb kid.
No, he used to say it right.
He did, I know. That was the thing when he first said it like weeks ago.
I wonder if he's trying to like noodle out what the actual joke is.
Perfectly.
It is kind of funny to do it way later.
That's what I think. Bobby thinks he's doing it on purpose because like
it's funnier.
He has that sense of humor.
He does. Because
Bobby has that kind of sense of humor. And like yesterday, Bobby asked him for a high five, and Declan like put his hand right up to Bobby's, and then just like slowly like ran his hand down.
He's Bobby's been doing that for a while too, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, like
which is also hilarious.
Right, like he gets that it's funny because it's weird.
Yeah, no, he's definitely weird.
And it's actually funny because like Dad has been doing this thing with him where he'll be like, "Hey, Declan, look over there," and then when Declan looks, Dad will be like, "Made you look, you dirty crook," blah blah blah, and sing that song. So now Declan will be like, "Look over there. A, B, C, D." The whole alphabet.
Yeah, he's funny.
Whatever song he knows.
Yeah.
Baby Beluga. Oh, your Baby Beluga. The old Baby Beluga. And the old, he calls the newer one the old one, and he calls the live Rafi version the new one. And then he only sings and dances to the Rafi version. But he insists on listening to the old version all the time.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
I know.
All right. So, two officers were called to a neighborhood in Rome.
Italy?
Check on a couple loudly quarreling on a recent summer night.
Oh, I heard about this. I think it was maybe
Lindsay
not.
Lohan. And your boyfriend.
Didn't he like throw her down on the beach or something?
No, she threw his phone out of their Jeep that they were in or whatever they were in. She took his phone and threw it out of there. And then he got out of the car and ran over to get it. And she ran over to get it and grabbed it. So he like wrestled it out of her hand.
Oh.
Like reached around.
But the only
and
pictures
it.
Are of him like manhandling
it. Yeah, it makes it look like he's just assaulting her on the beach. But all he did was get his phone back and then got back in his car. And then she hopped in the car and refused to get out.
Ugh. He's also a mess, because why would you... It's either a totally set-up fake relationship,
he's
which
like
is most likely...
too.
Right,
like
or
30.
He's, like, severely damaged.
He's rich.
So?
No, I'm just saying. He's rich.
Okay. Like, no, he's not damaged. He's very wealthy. They're not damaged. Yeah. So the old couple were quarreling.
Yeah, so the police were called to their neighborhood... because the 94-year-old man and the 89-year-old woman, married for nearly 70 years, were doing lots of shouting. According to a police statement, it can happen, as it did this time, that they were yelling out their desperation so strongly, in the end, someone called police. The statement said the four officers realized there was no crime in progress, just two souls to reassure. They set to work treating them to dinner, using ingredients at their disposal, spaghetti, butter, cheese, plus a precious ingredient, all their humanity.
Who wrote this article?
So they made them. The police got there, and the old couple were, like, yelling at each other, and the cops, like, went into the cupboards and made them a spaghetti dinner.
I heard that people called the cops because they were crying because they were so lonely, is what I heard, so they made them dinner. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Either way,
it's very sad.
I was thinking that it was going to be
It said
like,
they were shouting, not crying.
Yeah, see, the thing I saw said they were... But maybe it's the Italian translation. Maybe
that
crying sounds like shouting.
Yeah. It does say...
And that's what it is.
There was a photo of them that said something like, to cook them dinner and ease their loneliness.
Yeah. Which is horrible and sad.
That's so sad. They must... Maybe they have dementia. They didn't realize the other one was in the room.
Or they've been together for 70 years and hate each other's guts.
I don't know. I hope that's not true, but that's sad.
Those Italians are passionate people.
They are.
But I was thinking that it was just going to be because they're so old that they're like hard of hearing and they were just talking
about their nonsense.
Yeah, just having a conversation. But they were yelling at each other. What?
Yeah.
They do like to yell, though, that's true.
They do, well, and use their like hands.
They have to. The Italians.
Yeah. Oh.
Italians.
Yeah, so if they're deaf Italians, all bets are off.
Even right. worse, they're yeah.
crazy. All right, so here's another way Pokemon is just...
Great.
Well, it depends. Not for this woman. So, a woman lodged a complaint that she was raped by a Pokemon Go character.
All right.
A news agency cites Russian news Blocknot as saying that she'd been playing the game before going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She woke up, according to the report, with a huge Pokemon on top of her, raping her.
No.
It disappeared when she got out of bed. But when she checked the app, it showed the character was on her bed.
Oh,
she told her husband what had happened, but he did not believe her and told her to see a psychiatrist.
Wow.
Friend Ivan Makarov is quoted as saying, she says there are too many Pokemon at her place, and even the dog can sense them. She says the dog barks whenever she plays Pokemon Go.
How about she stops playing? She takes her schizophrenia medicine.
Yes.
Oof.
That's fun.
That's... very sad, whatever's happening.
Isn't that
there.
Terrible?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's just craziness. Craziness, I tell you. Mm-hmm. All right. Did we do a story about Tesco? Like something weird happening in a grocery store?
Nah. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
What? Tesco?
Something like that. I don't know. All right. So this is about a grocery store. Most complaints on the Tesco Facebook page consist of dissatisfied customers posting photos of mold on their bread or items past their sell-by date.
Ew.
So the social media team at the supermarket must have been happy when one man decided to have a bit of a laugh with them. Wes Metcalf posted a photo of a grim discovery he made when he opened the film on his cucumber, a squished dead worm. It had been squished in the film wrapping.
It was a wrapped cucumber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like plastic wrap.
That's weird, right? Mm-hmm. Is this like a poor person in the grocery store or something? Like a
maybe.
Price rate or...
Something like that. Okay, so he says he found the worm when he was about to make cucumber sandwiches and jokes that he thought it was a great alternative to Aldi's free spiders and bananas deal. Remember we did that story.
See, that is like a poor person, like an Aldi's.
You're alienating some of our fan base.
Whatever.
You may
I don't want to be friends with poor people.
Oh, my. They do sell, like, cucumbers in the wrapping now. Like, individual ones, like the Nature's Choice sort of
like organic ones. So
yeah,
it doesn't
those
bump
are,
up against pesticide riddled
against the average.
Okay.
So he said it didn't just stop there. Wes wrote, "I excitedly shouted the kids downstairs to come and meet our new pet. We decided to name him William."
Was it alive?
I thought it was squished.
"Our new pet appeared to be very unresponsive.
Okay.
We just put it down to him being sleepy and decided to give him some time to come around.
No.
24 hours later, and William still hasn't moved. On a closer inspection, he seems quite flat, and I think he may be dead."
You know. Why would they be having a big old laugh about this over at Tesco corporate
or something? He, like, posted this on the...
No, I know, but they wouldn't be, like, laughing about it. I feel like they'd be like, oh, crap, we have to... take care of this worm situation.
He said, "I now have three very upset children, a worm funeral to plan, and to top it all off, I've totally lost my taste for cucumber sandwiches, which, as everyone knows, are a favorite at any wake. So come on, Tesco, wiggle your way out of this one." It said, "Wes has won a legion of fans after making the complaint, with his hilarious reaction gaining over 60,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh.
And 9,000 comments in 2 days.
All right. It's not that funny.
It didn't end there.
Oh no, Wes.
Rob from Tesco's customer care team. Oh no, Wes. Seemed delighted to respond, saying he wouldn't be able to attend the funeral, but he had penned a poem Wes could read out. An ode to William.
I do like that its name is William.
You're not going to read the poem?
I am going to read the
poem.
Would you like to hear the poem?
Yeah.
"Although life takes funny old turns, we can all learn from William the Worm. Let us gather, light a candle to burn, and celebrate the life of William the Worm. The Tesco team, lights shine bright, let's eat sponge cake through the night, because there's many a lesson to learn. He wriggled many miles, he gave us many smiles, so we stand today confident and firm. That's all I got.
It's weird that I'm having, like, a little bit of a, like, I feel bad for William the Worm.
You feel bad for
him? That he died, yeah. Because he, like, affected, like, this tiny little worm, like, actually, like, people know William the Worm now. He's just a little worm.
He didn't even live to, like, find out.
Yeah. And then he had a funeral for him. And he made a Tesco market. It used a homemade Tesco market value sympathy card.
That's kind of funny.
So Rob had even more time on his hands when he responded to the funeral photo, penning a lengthy letter before quoting lyrics to Oasis's Wonderwall. He wrote, "What a day, Wes. They say that Sunday is the day of rest, though my thoughts have been very much with yourself, your family, and, of course, William on this fateful day, and in the evening building up to this moment. I thought I could hold back the tears. I mean, we all thought we'd be able to stay strong today, didn't we? Though I can assure you that any tears shed here at Tesco offices are out of pure joy and appreciation for William's wonderful life. You've got me started once again with your truly moving and heartfelt words. Thank you, Wes, and thank you, everyone, for their support today." What a beautiful tribute to such a beautiful worm. I think we're all comfortable in the knowledge that he'd be wanting us to celebrate his life today. And I've spent my free time listening to classic hits such as Boom Boom Pow, Pump It, Meet Me Halfway, and Where Is the Love in His Memory. I'm sure he'll be looking down on us with much appreciation.
See, just pretend William's like anything other than a worm, like even like a dog or...
I actually was pretty moved by that story, and I wrote a haiku.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
Let's hear it. It's just a haiku of classic 575 format.
Right.
Obviously.
William was a worm.
How many syllables is laughter? Seven?
He died in a cucumber. We will all miss him.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
How do you do it?
She's literally crying.
William was a worm. He died in a cucumber. We will all miss him.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Yeah. It's the beauty of the haiku.
It's profound.
Yeah.
In its simplicity, you know what I mean?
It's like truth.
It's the brilliance.
Sometimes when inspiration strikes, you just have to go for it.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Back.
Great. I like that a lot, Jen. I'm really proud of you.
You should submit that to Tesco's Facebook page, your haiku for William the Worm.
I should. If you can find it. Probably just look up Tesco Facebook.
Yeah.
They probably want people.
It'll just
to
be
find
like
it.
Wes's post and then yours. Because who else is writing to grocery stores? Remember when the Walmart in Chicopee, they have like the birds eating the meat?
Yeah.
In the meat department? That was disgusting. That got a lot of play on Facebook.
Yeah.
That is gross.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, I see that all the time there. It's like, then why are you going back there?
Right.
Maybe they don't buy their meat there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do. I remember somebody being like, oh, never buy the meat at, like, Price Right or Price Chopper or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, why would anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you? Like, why skimp on that?
No.
You know? Yeah. It's like Braden eats bar-ass hot dogs. You can get, like, a pack of, like, 8 for $1 at the grocery store. I'm like, you are disgusting. Yeah, they're so cheap, and it's disgusting.
Do they taste any different?
Oh, I would not eat one.
Yeah,
he didn't pay me enough. He claims they don't, but he also like dumps like barbecue sauce and stuff on his hot dogs. So
the hot dogs he doesn't have to take it
exactly. Yeah.
So this is not something you want to get in your mail. A railway worker was stunned after the government. This is in England.
Okay.
After the government tried to charge him £14 trillion in income tax, More than the net worth of the entire U.S. economy.
I'd be a little shocked, too.
Wouldn't you?
I don't blame him. He was stunned. Like, he thought it was real. Like, that's the only way you could be stunned by that. More than the U.S. economy. That's hilarious.
Giles Hembro discovered the eyes. Discovered the eye-watering mistake when he opened an ominous brown envelope from Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs after returning from the pub last weekend. He works as a railway signal tester for AMEY, A-M-E-Y, not you.
Well, no,
near Temple Mead Station. He's recently changed his tax code, but was unprepared for the whopping 16-digit sum.
That's hilarious.
16 digits.
Yeah.
Writing in the letter HMRC, which is Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, said, quote, although we are changing your tax code, you may still not pay enough tax by April 5th, 2017. We think the amount you owe HMRC is 14 million, no, 14 trillion, 301
billion,
369
million,
864,489 dollars and 3 cents, or pounds, or whatever. Yeah. We will let you know if this amount is right when we look at your tax return for the year.
That's madness.
Yeah. So the tongue twisting number is this. So 14,301,369,000,000.
How did they even mess it up that badly?
I don't know.
Like, it's like somebody just, like, rolled their arm across the keyboard and, like, that's the number that came
out. Or that was, like, his account number or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
That's crazy, though.
It said if paid, the government could buy 46 billion iPhones, 93 million Lamborghini sports cars, I know, or pay for Hinkley Point nuclear power station 777 times over.
Wow.
He said, I have had lots of tax errors recently, so I thought it was just an update. When I noticed the figure at the bottom, I had to do a double take. I was incredibly surprised, of course. It was such a big number.
That's hilarious.
The 42-year-old calculated that it would take him 369 million years to pay off the tax. If he gave the government all of his salary each month.
That's
what he said, despite the outrageous request, Mr. Hembro has taken the mix-up in his stride. I knew right away it was a mistake.
Pretty smart. Wow.
He gave them a ring, and the woman, and said to the woman that I thought my code was wrong. When she opened my file, she said, oh, that is a big amount. It looks like someone has fallen asleep on the keyboard.
Yes.
So he's hoping that his tax code has returned to normal and is enjoying sharing the story with his friends and family. I've been showing it around, he said. Most people just find it really funny. I will be checking my paycheck closely through next month.
Yeah.
If that were, I don't know how it is there, but like here, it would not surprise me if that was something where like every other month your checks were getting intercepted and had to call and be like, hey, stop it.
Totally. Yeah, I wonder if it would take like
forever.
Months and months,
yeah,
to get that straightened out. Yeah. Hopefully it wouldn't, but yeah, that would be a shocker.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the latest poop. Okay, we're going to Russia now.
Uh-oh.
No one likes sitting in a traffic jam, but when you're behind an exploding sewage truck,
oh no,
it must really stink.
It stinks.
Dash cam footage from Russia has captured the moment a full tanker burst in the middle of the street. That's as cars crazy. Attempted to dodge the deluge of poo and weed.
They made love it sound those.
So elegant.
Yeah,
deluge of poo and weed.
They love the dash cams over
because
there
because they're all so much crazy. Fraud. Yeah. Like people, like random pedestrians will like jump in front of your car to try to sue you.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So that's why they have dash cams. Everybody has a dash cam, so they can be like, "I didn't hit you."
Same in like Asia. That I saw one about like a woman like in China or something. Like a woman threw her granddaughter in front of a car, and the kid was killed.
Oh my.
Yeah. To collect the insurance.
Okay.
Like yeah. It's demented. But they're crazy in Russia, too.
Did she intend to kill the child, or she just was hoping it would get hurt slightly? And
apparently, whatever wherever the chips fell, I guess, is going to be.
Wow.
Yeah, terrifying.
The incident is thought to have occurred near the Altufievo train station in Moscow. Did I pronounce that right?
Sochi.
Altufievo?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. As vehicles were queuing at traffic lights. As the car pulled up...
That means lining up.
Yeah. We have a queue. That's where we, like, pull our cases from at work. And it's a Q-U-E-U-E. And, but...
Q-U-E-U-E.
Yeah, but, like, some people don't know that that's, like, an actual word. So they just put the letter Q. And I'm always like, no. Like, just... Okay, anyway. That always, it boggles my mind every time they do that. But and another part, we have a program called...
Education, not what it used to be.
No, we have a program called Chasm. Mm-hmm. And it's spelled... Well, someone was like, oh, this program is Chasm. It's spelled C-H-A-S-M, which I don't know why they don't pronounce it Chasm, but whatever. And I'm like, don't you have a college degree? Like, that's how you spell Chasm, no matter what you're referring to.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, it was mind-boggling to me as well. But
so as the car pulls up behind the tanker, it suddenly explodes, spraying excrement all over nearby cars and
spraying
buses.
What?
Excrement?
Yeah.
Excrement.
You said excrement.
No, I did not.
I swear you said excrement.
I said excrement.
Okay. Well, we
you said
have
excrement.
No.
Verifiable proof.
You said
on
extra doublement.
Extra doublement.
Yeah.
You said Mentos, the fresh maker, or whatever, and then you rolled around on a park bench.
She said, yeah, she did.
Yeah, on a freshly painted park
that's
bench.
That's a statement of a great mint.
Yeah. And then you smiled at us.
Excrement gum.
Yeah. And then you grinned a brown smile.
Has anyone made extra mint gum? Did we do any a story?
I don't know.
No, but
Harry
that's
$1 million
idea. Yeah, those have been around forever.
That's a $1 million idea.
Poop gum. I'm sure it's something in Asia. In Japan.
Do you think we could bring that to Shark Tank and get somewhere?
Probably.
We'd at least get some airplay.
Yeah, oh yeah. They couldn't not.
We go viral.
It's like, we have not created this product at all. We just came up with the idea for it. Will you give us a bunch of money for it? And Mr. Wonderful's like, I will give you $5 for 99% of your company.
I know. He would do that.
You're not going to get a better offer. You're not going to get a better offer.
Don't ask any of the other sharks.
Yeah,
Tell me right now.
Tell me if you have a deal? Right now.
Or you're dead to me.
Yeah. No. Mark Cuban, you're my guy. You're the one that I want to work
the
with.
One that I want.
You're the one that I'm here for.
Well, he's the one who knows the internet,
everything.
So.
Yeah. No, he does, yeah.
He looks like a shark, if you ask me.
I love Mark Cuban. I like Mark Cuban. I do love that Robert or whatever, the Ukrainian. He's my favorite. Remember Braden said he was like 8 feet tall?
Yeah, I know. He's
and
arguing.
Mark Cuban was like 4 feet tall.
I know.
Like,
I think
trying...
you're confusing
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
He's like,
Mark
no.
Cuban like 6'3 or something, but Brayden was like, he's like really short. He's
like no,
convinced.
I don't think so. Have you seen the show?
Yeah. And then I looked it up and told him, he's like, whatever. Like, totally
know.
Like dismissed
I know.
It. That was funny. Anyway.
Anywho. All right. The tanker suddenly burst, spraying sewage onto nearby cars. Let's hope no one had their windows down. Ooh, that would be horrific. After the initial explosion, the tank then begins leaking all over the road as cars try to skirt around the river of poo. Motorists. Oh. That was, sorry. That was showing a picture of motorists skirting. Eventually, the car recording the footage manages to escape the situation, although it is not clear how the tanker was removed from the middle of the road. Gross. That had to be a horrible cleanup effort.
Yeah.
Understatement.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yes, that had to be not fun. One of those dirty jobs no one wants.
Yeah, they sent Mike Rowe over there.
What? That's funny.
Get it? Because he hosted that show, Dirty Jobs.
He'd be perfect for that job.
I think they had to stop filming because they ran out of jobs. That were dirty enough.
Oh, well, what? They ran out of dirty
I
jobs?
Think, yeah, I legitimately think that's true.
In America.
Well, yeah.
Because we don't do jobs here, really.
No, and that's his whole thing is, like, having people learn a trade.
I
that's
know.
Mike Rowe's, like, mission now, which is awesome.
I know, I like him a lot.
I love him.
I want to learn a trade.
Me too.
A trade, it would be.
I will like electrician. Tell yeah. my children to like learn a trade because yeah. I was listening to an old love line from like 1998 today, and a kid called in, and he was just like a total moron. And he was in high. He was like 16 or 17. And Adam Carolla told him to drop out of school and learn a trade. He's like, stop wasting taxpayer money and learn a trade. And I was like, that's good advice.
Yeah, I agree.
Become useful.
I wish I went to Vogue.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I'm fine with where I am right now, but it's like
it took a while, huh?
Yeah, it did, and it's space. Like.
Well, if you don't know what you want to do, that makes it no really exactly. Hard. Some people are like. I'm
and
going
in high
to be
school,
a
there's no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to be.
Some kids figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and they know for their whole life, but not for the rest of us. And I'm not even doing what I went to school for.
I know, but someday you might.
That'd be nice.
What'd you go to school for?
Media arts and analysis.
You're doing exactly what you went to school for.
Yeah, yeah. Paying out death claims.
No, making a podcast.
Oh, you're there you go. Yeah. Getting paid for it. Handsomely.
Oh, you need to be paid?
It's not about the money.
Well, yeah, clearly I don't have to be paid because how long have I been doing this?
All right, then. Lawyers are on the same page.
I'm getting offended. I'm not saying anything.
Defended?
I said offended.
Oh, I thought you said don't get defended.
You did.
I said don't get extrament. No, I don't. You can't
I'm
prove
I'm
going
to see if anyone's
either
making
way.
Poop gum, though. I think we need to look into that.
You have fun looking that up.
Somebody's
I look
doing
it up at
Japan.
Work. And I get spoken to by
yeah.
somebody.
Why
somebody
looking?
In IT. Yeah, right. Are you looking up poop gum? I'm like, no.
The vice president of the company is going to be like, have you patented this?
Yeah.
Can
because
I get
this
in
is
on
a billion-dollar idea. Yeah. I am friends with Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, and he
see
is,
how that could happen.
He's going yeah. to love it.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Wait, I have one more joke.
Oh, okay.
This is like, pretend that I'm like a guy saying this. My girlfriend.
Done.
No <Uh-oh>.
Pretending.
Mom has a secret about you.
My girlfriend's father called me a pedophile just because she's 22 and I'm 36. It completely ruined our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Right?
I like that one.
That
all
required
right.
some math, though. It's too late for math.
Well, about the easiest math you can do. Essentially. All right.
Okay. Oh, well, this was really fun.
It was.
Yeah.
They've been less frequently taped over the summer, but everyone's busy.
Everybody's busy.
And
yeah.
distance makes the heart grow fonder.
It's right.
Your absence makes the heart grow fonder.
And distance.
Distance and absence.
Fleeing from someone.
But that's all right. It gives people a chance to catch up if they need to.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I had a lot of fun.
Me too.
It's nice spending time with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.